this time last year, one of our local community's post offices fell victim to the widespread restructuring of the post office services started by the old Labour government. Darnall, one of the most profitable post offices in Sheffield, was bizarrely closed. Customers were told that the closure was due to an unpaid electric bill. However, the closure of the busy post office bemused local residents. One resident was quoted as saying, "It's bizarre, this is a public service. How can it shut over something like this?" Little information was passed on, and the Post Office Limited insisted the unexpected closure was over the unpaid bill. In the meantime, the many Darnall residents who had relied on the services offered there were being forced to travel to the already congested post offices within the city centre to get services that they required. This sucked money out of the local economy, as pensions once being gleaned from the local post offices and spent in the local community were now being spent in the already more affluent city centre, negatively affecting the local businesses in the Darnall area. However, we now have the new initiative spearheaded by the regenerative local community organisation, the Darnall Forum. Operating as a charity, the group provide a new model which is turning the failing post office businesses into a service-driven organisation. The new model, which has received heavy council backing, is important as it's a national first, and an example gives hope to all those that have been affected by the reorganisation initiatives. And so we can see Sheffield Innovation counteracting private interests and finding new ways to operate and provide the undoubtedly vital services that post offices do within a community on a new, more cooperative model known as a social enterprise. We at Sheffield Live were lucky enough to catch up with Rob Russell, manager of the new post office, to hear all about the project that aims to revitalise the undercut Darnall community. So, hello to you, Rob, and thank you very much for taking the time out to join us today. You only opened the doors this Tuesday, is that right?
This coming Tuesday, the 31st of August, actually.
So, how's it all gone?
Well, it's been a bit of heartache and a bit of stress, but a hell of a lot of reward, actually.
Wonderful. What kind of responses have you had from the local community?
Everything from people confused about why we've moved to a different premises, to people thanking us for finally opening it after a year of the post office being missing. And the response has been great. I can't thank the community enough for allowing us to do this, actually.
And it's such a community project, I understand. It was set up by the Darnall Forum to predate the post office initiative. Can you tell us a little bit about the Darnall Forum and their role in setting up the post office?
Well, as people locally all know, the Darnall Forum has been set up to help promote the regeneration of Darnall. This is just one of its objectives, the reopening of the post office. The Darnall Forum has been working for a couple of years now to boost Darnall and the area and to benefit the community with greater services. And by opening as the first charity-owned post office, we've managed to provide a better service and a more community-orientated service with this post office.
The main difference about this post office is that it's charity-run rather than privately owned or owned by an individual taking over. How did that idea come about?
That idea came about mostly because there wasn't one individual who was willing to open one and to take on the old site. So after consultation with the post office between Darnall Forum and the Post Office Limited, we came to the conclusion that having a charity running the post office as a trading arm would be, firstly, a viable option, and secondly, a great way to bring a community together. The model it's run under is a social enterprise, where businesses aren't run for profit, but they are run to benefit the community, and any profit that is made in a social enterprise is often reinvested into the community.
So what do you believe that the post office will do for the community?
Well, I think the hub of the community has been missing for a year since the old post office died. Hopefully this will begin to rectify it. We would like everyone to come back to us, because after a year having to travel a long way to do their post office services, they've finally got it in the heart of the community again. So we're hoping to bring them together to make use of this. And like I said, this has been opened for their benefit, because they do need it.
How busy have you been?
Thanks to the star and the councillors and the word that they've been putting out, by the fact we are reopening, we've had dozens of people, up to a dozen people a day, coming in, asking us when we're open, actively seeking out information and actively seeking out more knowledge about what services will be available here, whether we're operating the same services as the old post office or whether we're offering more, to reflect on the diverse variety of people that are in this area.
So can you confirm for us what services will be available at the post office?
We're going to be running quite a large selection of post office services, including your standard mail, your postage all around the world as well. We can do with Parcelforce. We can do it both for personal postage and business postage. We are encouraging businesses to get in touch with us because we can offer solutions and time-saving methods for them to do their own postage. We're also offering a bureau de change where we will have foreign currency on demand, and all our employees are set up and trained to suggest the best method for you to take money on holiday. We're also doing passport check and send services. We're also offering insurance services as part of the post office. We're not going to be selling them direct, but we are going to be providing the knowledge, and we're also doing things like you can use us as a cash point. We like to think of it as like being an ATM with a smile. It's safer than an ATM. We can't have a cloning device attached to us. And also, you get to come in and be part of the community for that 5 minutes it takes to get it.
Brings me on to another question. The council have got involved, haven't they?
They have, yes.
What kind of help have they offered you then?
They've been very helpful with us. I can't name individual councillors because that would give favouritism, but I can tell you that the council has been behind this 100%. They've enabled us to get this contract with the post office by recommending us and writing letters on our behalf, for example. They have supported us in becoming the first charity-owned post office. They've also helped us with funding to start up, and they're going to be continuing to help us along the way, both the Darnall Forum and the Darnall Post Office, and we look forward to that.
That's fantastic. So did the council feel that they had left the community then with the closure of the old post office?
The local councillors have agreed that something was missing from the community since the old post offices has closed down, and they're hoping, and the same as we're hoping, that people will see this as a renewed investment in the community to give them exactly what they need and what they want.
A recent report's come out actually saying that shop closures and shop vacancies have increased. Is that something that's hit Darnall, and do you think the post office will help with that?
I do believe the post office will help with that. Unfortunately, it is a symptom of the times. The shops are closing, and with people being forced out of the area to withdraw their pensions, money is heading out of Darnall area. So with the post office reopening and people being able to stay in the area to do all their shopping, all of their daily needs, we're there to provide that initial service, and we hope that this will be this kickstart, Darnall, to bring it back to its amazing heyday of the past.
Fantastic. It sounds like you've got a really good initiative going here, and I'd like to wish you all the very best with what sounds like a great plan for the future.
Well, thank you very much, and we hope to see you down here. Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for joining us, Rob. All the best with setting up.